Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are all still digesting the grim predictions from the White House task force about what is to come as the new coronavirus spreads. The task force expects 100 to 240,000 people in this country will die even if every state enacts strict social distancing guidelines. And they're basing their guidelines in part on modeling from researchers, including Dr. Ali Mukdad, a professor at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington in Seattle, who joins us on Skype. Dr. Mukdad, these grim numbers are if every state enacts strict restrictions through the summer, way beyond the end of April.
Yes, that's what we're assuming. And states who have not instituted these measures, they will institute them within 1 week from now.
That's your prediction or that's your recommendation?
That's our hope and recommendation, of course.
Now, that is not what's happening so far. Georgia, for instance, which does have a lot of cases, has not issued a statewide order, nor has Florida. Do you think that those states ought to do that right away?
Definitely. What we have seen so far, that these measures do help, and they will reduce mortality, and they will reduce demand on our health facilities. And I understand some of these states, there are orders for certain counties or parts of the state. But it's very important to remember that, you know, people in a state, when they see the whole state, is totally different when your neighboring county is doing something different than what you are doing. It sends the wrong message for all of us first. And the second one, which is very important, even for some of these rural communities and counties where some of these orders have not been issued, there is no guarantee that the virus is not already circulating there. And then we should be careful and we should be ahead of it and prevent its spread in these communities.
So should there be a national lockdown?
There should be a national request for all of us to stay at home for at least 2 weeks, yes.
How long do you think the social distancing should continue based on the models that you're looking at this point?
We're looking at sometimes in mid-June that we will see the death goes down below 10 per day, which then we feel comfortable that these measures should be lifted. But our recommendation will be they shouldn't be lifted immediately all at once, that we should slowly in case and look and let the data decide in case there is circulation of the virus again, stop it and go back. I know all of us want to get out. I mean, I personally am staying at home. I've been staying at home for a long time. We want to see our loved ones. We want to see our family and friends. But we all have to do our part. And we have to act as we are all infected and practice proper social distancing in order to prevent the spread of this virus.
Your data predicts a peak strain on hospitals on April the 15th. How confident are you of that? And does that mean that that includes people who are getting the virus right now on April 1st?
Yeah, that includes, you know, the incubation period for this virus is 14 days. So we have from the first contact, it could be until 14 days for somebody to come to a medical services or see the virus, be diagnosed with the virus. And now today we're realizing that, you know, this is a new virus. We're learning as we go. We're learning that even some of the patient, people who are infected with this virus, don't have any symptoms. So they could go without symptoms and then they could be spreading the virus. So that's why it's more important right now for all of us to stay at home. Yes, we're estimating the peak to be April 16 at the national level. Some state will see a peak a little bit later, and that's because of some state the virus started circulating a little bit later. Remember, we started in Seattle the first, New York was the second. And that way, some of the peak will be a little bit delayed 1 week or 2 weeks later. But as a nation, it's April 16 where we'll see the peak demand on our resources in the United States.
You were a top official at the CDC. Do you think that everyone should be asked to wear a mask in public? That's, of course, assuming people could actually get masks, which is rather difficult right now. But do you think in an ideal world, everyone would wear a mask right now in public?
No, I don't. I actually, for a simple reason, we don't have enough masks right now. We have many people who like salons who do nails, for example, who have masks. They're donating them to hospitals. Let's make sure that the masks are where they belong right now and with the people that need them the most. I'm not going outside, but if I have to go outside, I'm okay with wearing a scarf or anything else to cover my mouth, and we should do that. But please, please keep the mask for those people who need them.
That is Dr. Ali Mukhtad, who is a professor at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, putting together modeling that the White House is using as it looks forward to see what might be coming with the coronavirus. Dr. Mukhtad, thank you.
Thank you.